Right, so ladies and gentlemen, welcome to I guess the PGP, the postgraduate podcast. I guess this is episode one, not too sure, but you know, well. So the Notre Dame has burnt down, and just to give you a bit of a background knowledge, so the 850-year-old French monument, one of the most sacred places in Europe, the Notre Dame, has burnt down with an estimated repair cost reaching over $1 billion. This event has led to people donating money in order to assist rebuilding the cathedral. It's owned by the French Ministry of Culture, but due to many recent years of high cost repairs, they couldn't afford it. So the Archbishop of Paris and the Diocese of Paris created the Friends of Notre Dame de Paris, I believe, organization, which is a charity which asks people to donate for repairs. It boasts 12 million tourists a year. Well, it did before it, you know, burnt down, and still ran religious services, thus meaning the building isn't completely useless at all. And for the future points, quick little statistic, at least 44% of the French population is Catholic, and yeah, like Christianity is around 70% in general. Right now, of course, that would have changed because that's from like 2010, but let's just keep it around there for now. So the problem is, to repair the Notre Dame, some billionaires came to the rescue, if you like, by donating millions of euros. So the L'Oréal group, along with its owners, Betancourt and the Myers family, I believe, donated 200 million euros. Francis Henry Pinault, chief of the Kering Group, which owns brands such as Gucci, offered 100 mil. Bernard Arnault, or whatever, chief of Louis Vuitton MH, whoever it is, offered 200 million euros, and some other billionaire offered more, basically. So this is where my personal debate begins. I asked on Snapchat what the opinions of people were on the topic of billionaires donating so much money to the Notre Dame, and gave people some questions to, like, you know, start their train of thought, like, do you care to begin with, do you think it's moral, etc, etc. Well, on Snapchat, I didn't give my opinion out, so I'd like to basically do it in this podcast. But essentially, firstly, what I'd like to point out is the fact that the donations were probably not for the Notre Dame at all, right? Two people have pointed out to me that it's most likely just for publicity. So, for example, L'Oreal or the, you know, the Kering groups, so like Gucci, etc., or Louis Vuitton. If the people are there like, oh, look at all these mandem, like, supporting our noble Christian church, yeah. As you know, as I said, a lot of people in France and Europe in general are French, not French, they're Christian. So this could be just a publicity stunt, right? So obviously you heard on the news L'Oreal donated to your favorite church, for example, to your religious monument. So you're like, oh, okay, cool, let me just go buy one of their products. And, you know, all publicity is good publicity, right? Another potential reason that they probably donated is so that they could have laundered the money, basically, which another guy pointed out to me, literally just for laundering purposes, basically. Both of these claims seem to be extremely logical, in my opinion, and are probably the reason why the billionaires donated to the Notre Dame. I'm not sure, I can't say for certain, right? But I think that that is, you know, those are the reasons, especially after there's some speculation on whether the burning was, like, legit or not. I read some articles saying that there's something else going on where they point out that the fire was, like, too quick and, like, the smoke was the wrong colour and stuff like that, basically. I don't want to be surprised if that was the case. Like, it wouldn't be the first time that stuff like this happened. However, I don't have the time nor the care to divulge deeper. This wasn't the topic of today's discussion, right? But it does highlight that most likely the billionaires and the companies haven't donated that money due to religious or patriotic reasons, right? So for the topic of this debate, however, let's assume that they have. Let's assume that they just donated the money, you know, just out of their own goodwill, for example, right? So now the question is, should these billionaires be disdained, in a way looked down upon, for not donating such a large amount of money to charitable or, in general, humanitarian causes, right? So one of the main things I'd like to say is that the outrage towards the billionaires is uncalled for, in my opinion. The reason why I believe that is because that is not our money for us to be stressing whether it went to rebuilding the Notre Dame or whether it went to charities or to support people on the streets and so on. Essentially, what I'm getting at is that this particular outrage that I saw on social media is about them donating millions to a building, right? But they buy so many things which cost the same or more than that, right? the question is, how is donating to the Notre Dame any different than any of their other purchases? Now, I'd like to make it very clear that I do support donating money to charitable causes, not per se charities themselves, because they're, you know, fake and that. And I find it a bit of a sticky one that there are so many people who are living in poverty, right? In France alone, there are 140,000 people who are homeless, 30,000 of which are children, and there are 8.8 million people living below the poverty line, which is 13%. Those numbers are obviously too high for any country, right? And it's very clear that billionaires could end world hunger, poverty, lack of access to healthcare and clean water, and so on, right? Personally, I feel like billionaires should be a little more nicer to the world, right? As I live by, treat others how you want to be treated, right? And if I was a billionaire, I'd try to fix up this planet. But I'm not, right? So I can't chat. And one of the criteria of not being a billionaire is that you cannot say where the billionaire should spend their money, right? Just like I cannot say to you where you should spend your £200 just because it's your money, right? Not mine. What I think people forget is that money is primarily a medium of exchange, right? They worked for that money and it's up to them to decide what they want to spend the fruits of their labor on, right? And you can say that most of them got their money unfairly or that they, you know, avoid tax and so on. By the end of the day, that's a different debate altogether about billionaires and their wealth and stuff. This debate is solely on whether the outrage at the billionaires' donations to the Notre Dame is called for. And I'd like to add, don't blame the players, blame the game, right? Nobody stopped you personally from using the internet to become a millionaire by the time you reach 20, right? And then going out and spending all that money on ending poverty, right? Instead, you, the person who's sitting there rolling your eyes, you personally decided to not hustle from the age of 6. So I find it borderline rude to tell others what they should and shouldn't do in general, let alone with their money. If you have a completely different opinion, such as that they shouldn't give anything at all, or that they should be taxed 95%, that's bless you, do you, you know, comment or DM me, we can have a chat. But we all have to agree that it's up to the individual where they spend their money, no matter how much money they have in total, right? And this brings us onto the second topic of this discussion. How much money a person has shouldn't correlate with how much they should donate, right? I'll split this up into four main points. Firstly, you donate in amount, not in percentages. Secondly, you are also able to donate, but you probably don't. Thirdly, it's not up to them to care for the world. And fourthly, it's the government's job, right? So let's discuss these a bit further. But if you're bored, now's the time to click away as we're slightly going on a tangent, I guess. The main point in this podcast is that it's not your money, so you cannot complain where not your money went, right? So firstly, and quite obviously, when you donate an amount. You don't donate 2% of your income. You donate £4 million, for example. Therefore, there should not be a view that billionaires have more money, so they should donate more, right? Now, you can say that obviously they do have a lot more money, and them donating 1% of their pocket change compared to you donating 1% of your pocket change is extremely different, because their 1% pocket change is enough to provide electricity in most countries, right? But even their 0.001% is still bigger than your 1%. So remembering the topic of this debate, which is whether the outrage is called for or not, why should they be judged for only donating, let's say, £4 million by someone who only donated £3.50 to a Facebook birthday charity fundraiser, right? Essentially, what I'm getting at is that just because someone has more money doesn't mean they should donate more. So why is that, right? Well, because, and this is the second point, you personally can also donate your pennies, but you choose not to, right? So why not? And what I mean by that is, if you're fond of the argument they have more money, they should donate more, well, you also have more money than someone else out there. But it doesn't mean that you should donate more. And the key theme here is disposable income. We have all walked past a homeless person at least once and not gave them that £1 coin in our wallet, or even went as far as to pretend to look away, right? I could ask you, why didn't you donate? But you could reply that unlike a billionaire, you needed that money because you're a student or something like that. That seems to be the key point here, that billionaires have too much money that they don't need. Well, you don't need the iPhone that you have. You just need a smartphone, right? You could have gotten an iPhone 2 generations, maybe even 3. Maybe if you have an iPhone XS, you could have gotten the iPhone 5 generations down and donated all of that difference to charity, right? You need to drink, but you don't need to drink anything other than tap water. But you still go out to buy that 2-liter bottle of Fanta Fruit Twist. Why is it any more fair to look down upon someone who is wealthier than you for spending money on things they want? The point here is that unless you're living like some sort of simplistic Jesus life, you cannot be upset at billionaires for not donating their wealth away and instead spending it on their 6th yacht or keeping it in offshore accounts, right? By the way, slight tangent here, But just because they save their money doesn't make them demons, right? Like, they're obviously buying so much stuff and keeping their money safe so that nobody in their family will ever have to work, right? If I was a billionaire, I would also make sure that the Fatulai family never have to struggle in their life like my parents do right now, right? Of course, as I stated previously, I think that they should be a bit less self-centered with their wealth, right? Since they made so much money, they should be able to make more, and they should teach their kids to also make more, not just use up what, you know, their daddy has saved up in offshore accounts, right? But anyways, unless you donate all of your spare change, right, you cannot be on this pedestal looking down at billionaires for spending money on what they want rather than on humanitarian reasons, right? Which brings me onto my third point. It's not up to a billionaire to care about the world. If your view is that the world made them rich so that they should give back, well, one, a starving kid in Africa, for example, didn't help Gucci by buying their product, and two, you're not fully wrong, I can't lie. Personally, as I said, I'd give back to the world, but we are in no position to demand where they should spend their money. Just because they have more M's in their bank account doesn't mean they should care about the world, right? And the reason why is because nobody cares to begin with. I can count on one hand all the people who I know who are actively going to LEDC countries, writing books, organizing fundraisers, etc., because they actually care, right? Everyone else, on the other hand, doesn't care that much, me included. And I feel like simply saying, yeah, I care, or retweeting something on Twitter or whatnot, won't actually do anything. Of course, you can donate your spare change. And I know that even if one can't donate, sharing a post will most likely reach someone who can. But at the end of the day, the point I'm making is that nobody except those hand-counted people can demand billionaires spend more money on humanitarian causes. 99% of you also just say, I care to look good, right? I can't lie, given that one homeless guy, that one cheeseburger on, you know, last Thursday, doesn't make you a saint now. As I said in point number two, you could be doing so much more if you truly cared, right? And you may hit back with the, I'm in uni right now, but when I'm out, I'll do a mazza with charity work. Well, you have enough time to do both right now. People always say there's not enough time to do anything, right? Yes, there is. If you don't procrastinate, there is. Just like those hand-counted people I mentioned earlier can manage it, so can you if you truly care, right? But you don't. You just pretend you do to look good, right? Before people get upset because they have to look after their dying relatives and they're working 7 jobs, 8 days a week and they have uni, I don't mean you in particular. You probably don't have time, right? But the majority of people on Twitter and Instagram who made or shared those posts about how billionaires can end world hunger, they have time, right? Well, back to the main point. Having more money doesn't correlate to being obliged to care more. And the reason why is because that's the government's job, right? Point number four is the government's job to look after its citizens. So yes, you can say, damn, what a world we live in where billionaires don't help the poor. But you cannot say the billionaires just donated 200 million euros to some building instead of the poor. Wow, how appalling. The billionaires pay a lot of tax, right? Even if they avoid it or evade it, evasion being the illegal one, they still pay a lot of tax. In the UK, the top 1% paid for 28% of all income tax, right? France is some bootleg country, so I couldn't find the statistics easily. But either way, it would be somewhere in the region between 25% and 50%, yeah, as most Western countries are in that region. The point I'm making here is that the governments of the world could also end world hunger, potentially starting with their own countries, right? It is not unknown how corrupt most governments are in countries which have extremely problematic levels of poverty and low education and so on. However, it actually is their job to look after their citizens. For example, France, with their 30,000 homeless children, spends 44 billion euros on defense, right? Relative to their public budget, that's just under 10%. They could very easily just spend that 1 billion less, right? And instead get all their homeless children off the street. Why on earth is it up to the billionaires, right? And the thing is, this is France, right? They don't even need defense. It's not like they ever use it. But anyways, the Notre Dame, right, donations reach like 700 million euros from billionaires and their companies. And I think it's even reaching like 1 billion now, I've been told. But that's so much less than the abundance of billions that France has to spend. It's not fair to claim that just because someone has more money, they should now act as a government and help stop world problems, right? Even if they have billions. I find it hypocritical, and to see why, refer to point 2 and 3, right? So there's another point I'd like to quickly address on this topic, which is that a lot of people on Snapchat have brought up the issue of Grenfell Tower burning, and only around £26 million being raised in total, with about £20 million going to the families, right? despite 70 people dying, whereas in the Notre Dame, nobody was even hurt, right? And of course, that raises the question of why didn't any billionaires donate to Grenfell? Well, the answer to that is Grenfell Tower had no importance or significance to anyone except the victims. And the Notre Dame, albeit a building, evidently had some sort of patriotic or religious, or, you know, potentially illegal, significance to these billionaires, right? And the general public, as over 40% of them are Catholics, right? Let alone Christians. Nobody has to care for other people. We live in a world where you personally can sleep at night knowing that those 70 people died, or that there are wars that are fought with children dying, or that people are starving, because you donated £2 when someone knocked on your door, right? And so can I. I can also sleep at night. There are people dying every single second of starvation. There are constantly people being trafficked. There are many homeless people in the world. If you were to truly care about them all, you'd go insane. However, to the majority of us, those are just statistics. Why? Because, probably, because they're incomprehensible, but also because most of us can't afford to genuinely help these issues, so we resort to raising awareness about them on social media, and that makes us feel not guilty, right? Firstly, refer to points 2, 3, and 4. Secondly, people care about things which hit close to home, right? If someone in your family died, you would care a hell of a lot more than if someone in your neighborhood died. That is why when the Notre Dame, a religious 850-year-old international monument, burned down, people who cared about it donated to help it get rebuilt, right? To put it into simpler terms, if your TV broke, you wouldn't go into Curry's and buy the guy in the queue a printer. You'd buy yourself a new TV, right? Just because people died doesn't mean other people should care anymore, because 70 people dying in Grenfell Tower is just as insignificant to me, and most likely you as well, and pretty much everyone, as 70 people dying somewhere else on the planet, right? Therefore, and in conclusion, billionaires who want to spend money on the Notre Dame should be able to without being looked down upon for spending money on things they want to spend money on by people who spend money on things they want to spend money on, right? If you disagree, feel free to let me know in the comments or DMs or whatnot. We could have a discussion. And just to sum up, in my opinion, billionaires should give more money, right? Well, not should, but I feel like they could give more money, right? This debate, however, is only whether the outrage towards billionaires donating to the Notre Dame is reasonable, right? Not whether they get their money legit or if they're evil for not donating money and so on, right? And I'm not saying that none of you donate and you're all lazy, right? I'm just shining light on what I find to be hypocritical in the outrage towards billionaires donating so much to the Notre Dame, right? I'm also not saying I don't care about dying children. I'm just being realistic in acknowledging that most of us don't really care since nobody is doing a lot to help them, except raising awareness and donating the occasional pound, apart from a very few select individuals, right? And as I said, if I do become rich, I will do my part. So please, if you want to discuss anything with me, focus on the question in the debate, which is whether the outrage towards billionaires donating to their Notre Dame is reasonable or not. If you reached this far, send me a message saying 123 just for bants. I want to see who actually listened to the whole thing and not just said, oh yeah, I listened to the whole thing. Yeah, I'm not going to promote anything because I have nothing to promote, but yeah, safe.